Well, good morning and welcome, everybody. And if you're overseas, good afternoon. God bless you. Thank you for joining us. It is a day, a new day, the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. It's a new month. It's the month of December. And the Lord will make it a December to remember for you. Hallelujah. You will never forget, because on this day marks the beginning of the last month of this year. And my goodness, Lord God Almighty is set. So my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. And it will even spring forth, saith the Lord. And shall you not know it? That's right. Glory to God. So let's just come on in here and worship the Lord and praise him and have fellowship together and see what the Lord will say and hear what the Lord will say and see what the Lord will do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Welcome, everybody. I trust it is well with you all. Welcome to the month of December. It is a December to remember indeed. And welcome to the last month of this year, 2024. My goodness. We thank God that it began with the Lord. And here we are, ready to spring into the new year. And by faith, we've already seen that year. Yeah, praise God. But good things on the horizon. Praise the Lord. Let me pray and then deliver this word. Praise God. Father, I thank you, Lord, this morning and afternoon. We give you glory and honor. We love you, Lord, because you first loved us. Your thoughts towards us are for good and not for evil. And we thank you because you have declared the end even from the beginning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We give you all the praise and all the glory. And it shall be so, even as it is written in the word of God, that your counsel for us shall stand, and your word toward us will not fall to the ground, but it will accomplish that which you please. So I will do my pleasure. Hallelujah. And shall ye not know it? It shall even spring forth. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Again, Lord, we declare that the entrance of your word brings light and gives understanding to the simple. And that light is shining in our hearts today. As unto a light that shineth in a dark place. And that day is dawning for us. The day star has arisen in our hearts. And we give him the praise and glory, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen. Welcome, everyone. Let's get right to it. It's like a fire in my bones this morning already. So let's release it. Hallelujah. Well, we are, you know, on the verge of the ending of the year as we enter into this first day of this last month. And here is what the Lord will have me declare unto us. We're going to take a text from the book of Isaiah chapter 46. And we're going to read and declare it for ourselves. Praise the Lord. Remember that the word of the Lord is forever settled in the heaven. And it's settled. And it's going to be settled in our hearts as well. It was settled. Jesus said, pray that his will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Well, you know, we'll declare that will to be done for us on today. Praise the Lord. The Lord said, remember this, Isaiah 46. Bring it to mind. So the first thing we're going to do today is remember the things the Lord has done. And then remember also what he has proclaimed. the things that are not yet done. First, we will remember the things that he has done. So be ready to take inventory of what the Lord has done for you this year. Hallelujah. And then we're going to look ahead to the things that are not yet done that he has already declared. Because the Bible says he declares the end from the beginning. Now remember this and show yourselves and bring it again to mind, O ye transgressors. So it's a transgression when we do not remember the goodness of the Lord. That's a transgression. This is Isaiah chapter 46 and verse 8. Remember the former things of old that I did for you. Hallelujah. For I am God and there is none else. You know, why is it that God has to remind us that? God doesn't even need to remind us that. We ought to know that. We should be the one telling him that, Lord, you are God and there is none else. Just like, you know, Jeremiah told him. Jeremiah said, ah, Lord God, thou hast made the heavens by thy great hand and thy outstretched arm. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 32 and verse 17, Jeremiah told it to the Lord. You know, he recognized the greatness of God's power and he told it to him. He said, look, in fact, you know, he just shouted it out. Ah, Lord God, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. So Jeremiah called it out. Thou showest loving kindness unto thousands. That's right. And recompensest iniquity, fathers and bosom of their children. The great, the mighty God, the Lord of hosts is his name. Great in counsel and mighty in work. For thy eyes are upon all the ways of the sons of men, to give to every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of their doings. Well, you know, go thy way, Jesus would say. It's unto you according to your faith, who has set signs and wonders in the land of Egypt, even unto this day, and in Israel and among other men, has made thee a name, ha, as it is this day. Hallelujah. The Lord loves that, you know. He loves to bring out, you know, glory, make him name, get him renown, and so forth. Now, his name is his reputation. And he has brought forth thy people, Israel, the land of Egypt, with signs and wonders. These people are remembering what the Lord did. This thing was a long time that the Lord did it, yet they are still calling it out with a strong hand, with a stretched out arm, and with great terror. Has given them this land, which thou swear unto their fathers to give them, a land flowing with milk and honey. And they had come in and possessed it. You know, unfortunately, they didn't always obey the voice of the Lord, you know, but nonetheless, this man, he praised the Lord for all the things that he has done. And after he was done saying all that, then the word of the Lord came to him and said the same thing back to Jeremiah, which Jeremiah just said to the Lord. In verse 27, he said, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me to do? That's right. Remember, Jeremiah first told the Lord that there is nothing too hard for him to do. And the Lord come right back and told Jeremiah, I am the Lord God. Is there anything too hard for me to do? So we see here that if you tell him how great he is, he'll come back and show you how great he is. Praise the Lord. Tell him that he's your healer and remind him of all the various times that he has healed you. He has forgiven all my sins and healed me of all my diseases. The psalmist said, well, remember it, count it, tell it to him. Hallelujah. And he'll tell you the things that are not yet done that he's about to do. Let's go back to Isaiah 46 as we read this. He said, bring to mind the former things. He called them transgressors when they didn't do it. You know, so we don't want to transgress. We don't want the Lord to hold that against us for not reminding ourselves of the things that he has done. Call to mind, he said, all the things that I have done. Hallelujah. And there are many times that the Lord used to remind them that, just so, you know, to let the people know that he that did that, do the other things as well. Remember the former things of old, for I am God and there is none else. I am God and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning. Hallelujah. Well, the beginning of this year, the Lord told us there will be a quantum leap. And we're right at the end of this month, or the last month of the year. And so if we believe that the Lord had declared the end from the beginning, now that means you are standing on the edge of infinite possibilities. That's right. God can do, look, one time in the book of Luke chapter 5, we see a story of Jesus doing something in a moment, which people try to accomplish all night long. I mean, Peter and his friends, they went out fishing and they were there all night long. And these were renowned fishermen. They were skilled in their trade. They knew what to do. You know, they knew when to go out and fish. And they understand the movements and the motions, and the seasons of the fishing. They understood it. But unfortunately, that night, they were disappointed. They were there all night long and caught nothing, you know. And when they had given up, in fact, not that they almost gave up, they actually did give up. They gave up. They packed in their nets. They washed their nets. They grabbed everything up and rolled everything in. And, you know, started to call it a night and a day, because he said, well, you know, you lose some, you win some. The fish are just not biting today. We'll try again some other day. And that's what they thought, you know. And then all of a sudden, here comes the Lord, the master. Ha! Glory to God. And he steps into the boat. Oh, why do you have to wait till they had experienced that? Because it's teaching us a lesson. You know, just around the time when you throw in the towel, when you pack in the nets, when you wash out everything and say, well, you know, the Lord said this thing, but here we are, 12th month, nothing going on, and so forth. Just pack it in. I've waited all year long. But, you know, this man, he waited with his friends. They actually toiled. They were not just waiting. They toiled all night long and have taken nothing, he said. But there was a nevertheless moment. And I want every one of us to have a nevertheless moment today. You know, there was a nevertheless moment. Just like it says in the book of Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12. The word of God is quick. That means it's alive. It is powerful. And it's sharper than any two-edged sword. And what are all the things he can do? Well, let's consider the things that word can do. Let's read it. Here's what he can do. He says here that word, it can, like a, you know, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit, of the joints and marrows. It's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart, you know. I mean, the word can go into the bones and the marrows. I mean, even the marrows where the blood is created and stuff like that. The word of God can go in there and regenerate new cells. The word of God can do all these things. But the one I want to call out this morning is dividing asunder soul and spirit. It's exactly those nevertheless moments. What did Peter say? Well, Peter said, Lord, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. And we have even washed our nets and packed it in. And it's over. We'll come back some other day, he thought. But immediately, as soon as he said that, he remembered who was speaking. He remembered, this is the master. Glory to God. And he said, nevertheless. Each one of us, I want you to have those nevertheless moments this month and this day. First, we will remember the Lord from the good land of the living. what he had done for us throughout this year. That's what the Lord said. Remember those old things. Call them to mind. And if you don't, then we will be classified as transgressors. But we will not transgress. We will do that which pleases the Lord. Call to mind the things which he has done. And then, there we go. See? Then the Lord said, I'm declaring the end. You know, I declared it and I will declare it again. The end from the beginning. Even the things that are not yet done, but which I already declared to you, those declare I to you again. That I will, hallelujah, glory to God, I will, what did he say? Well, read it for yourself. Don't just take my word for it. What he said. We always want people to read the word of God for themselves. What will he do? You know, even that which he has said, you know, my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure. That's right. What is my pleasure, saith the Lord, but my word? Yeah. His word is his bond, name is his reputation. And that which he has spoken, this same Isaiah, he understood it. He told us in another place, in the book of Isaiah chapter 55, how the word of God works. And whatever the Lord speaks, how it cannot but come to pass. Even if it doesn't look like it at first. The Lord says, my thoughts are not your thoughts. Isaiah 55 and verse 8. That's right. Neither are your ways my ways. See, the way we think God's going to do it, that may not be the way he'll do it. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways. Your ways may be good, but the Lord's ways are so much, 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 much higher. And my thoughts are much, much, much higher than your thoughts. The measure of the distance between the heavens and the earth. That's by how much God's thoughts are higher than ours. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth and bringeth, maketh it to bud forth and so forth, that he may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. That's it. I will do all my pleasure. The word of the Lord will go forth and do all his pleasure. And it will prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. For yet, 1 month, you said. One time Jesus said, well, you know, don't you say that there are only 4 months left to the harvest? He said, well, look around you. It is the fields are white already. Say not in your heart, there's only 1 month left for this year, and yet the word of the Lord has not come to pass for me. Behold, saith the Lord, you shall go out with joy. You'll be led forth with peace. The mountains shall yet break forth and the hills before you. And they will break forth into singing. And the Lord will cause all the trees of the field. He will line them up. Celebrate your success. Celebrate the goodness of the Lord in your life. Now, the thorns that were there before, it's going to turn them into pleasantness. Glory to God. It's going to turn all the bitterness into pleasantness. And it shall be to the Lord. He will do it for a sign, a December to remember for you. Hallelujah. And it shall not be cut off, saith the Lord. God will bring it forth. Hallelujah. The zeal of the Lord of hosts. It's for you if you can only believe it. All you got to say is say amen. If you believe these things that we're releasing, you can type your amen in the chat room. Now, I'll tell you something. Peter, back to his story, After he had his nevertheless moment, he said, well, nevertheless, at thy word, you know, I will do it. And what was it that the Lord told him to do? He said, do it again. That's all he told him. You know, Peter began to say, Lord, we already done that, been there, done that, and so forth. The Lord said, well, do it again. This time, here's a strategy. Here's what you do. Raise the Lord. And Peter, well, he's always quick to say something. Never a man that's short of words in any situation. Always has a, you know, an answer, a comeback, a rebuttal, something. So, well, you know, although we've toiled all night and caught nothing, nevertheless, at your word. At your word. Huh. Glory to God. I will launch out. But the Lord said, launch out to the deep. You know, don't even take one small step. Take a quantum leap. Huh. Launch out into the deep. And Peter, the moment he said, nevertheless. See, here's how the word of God works. The Lord said the word. I said, well, there's some great company. Psalm 68 verse 11, waiting to publish it, you know, but, you know, all the fish were there. So I was waiting. The moment the Lord said it, well, it was like, get set on your marks, get set and go. Yeah, on your marks. As soon as they heard that, all the fish, they heard the word of the master. But they were not going to spring into action until somebody said, nevertheless, at thy word. The moment that somebody believed that word, glory to God, then all kinds of motion started inside that water. All the fish started moving from everywhere to one particular spot. Glory to God. Because the master, he is the creator. He'll speak the word, the whole creation. Hallelujah. He spoke that word and all those fish, they began to move in that direction. Because they heard the voice of faith. You know, in the book of Psalm 103, verse 20, he talks about the angels that hearken to the voice of God's word. Well, that's his voice. God's word out of your mouth. That's what they're hacking to. You know, they are there just waiting. God already gave them commandments. He already told them. He said, look, any time that they release my word, come into alignment with it, you spring forth into action. That's it. It's a standing order. And the angel of the Lord, he'll tell you, if you open your eyes and see and get into a conversation, he'll tell you, I have my orders. You know, he said, why are you standing there folding your arms? Say, well, I have my orders. You know, I'm waiting for something. There's a trigger that I'm waiting for. Well, do something. Say, well, I have my orders. You tell him, you look at him, he's standing there. He's a stout, you know, figure. I mean, he's built and he can, I mean, he's like a, you know, a soldier that's built for action. He's ready to go, but he's not going. He's just standing there folding his arms and you look at him. And you say, well, why are you standing there? Do something. And he said, well, I have my orders. And he won't do anything. He'll just be there. You know. But the moment that you release his word, God's word out of your mouth, then you see him, my goodness, he's like moving like lightning back and forth, slicing and dicing. The angel of the Lord. Yeah, those angels that excel in strength are waiting to do his commandment and the voice of his word from your mouth. The moment Peter said, nevertheless, at your word. And that's it. That's all the fish needed. All the fish in that ocean, I mean, lake or whatever, they were moving in that direction. I mean, till their nets almost break. I mean, just a moment ago, they didn't catch anything. But now all of a sudden, I mean, they caught so much, the net almost broke. They had to beckon to all the other, you know, ships. Like, look, come over and get some of this blessing. It's too much. We can't contain. Glory to God. You know, one time there was a young lady, you know, minding her business and everything, but she was devout. She was raised in the way of the Lord, and she minded her business and so forth, you know. And then one day, all of a sudden, some figure appeared to her and said, "Hail Mary, thou art highly favored and blessed of the Lord." And he began to tell her something and said to her, "Well, you know, the Lord has chosen you, and you will conceive and have a son. You bring him forth and you call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." The young woman looked at him and said, "Conceive? I'm not even being with a man. How in the world am I going to conceive?" And then he explained it to her, because it was a difficult thing. I mean, who ever heard of such a thing? But as soon as he explained it to her, well, she said, "Well, be it unto me according to thy word." Now, the moment she said that, she got pregnant. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That moment in time when she released her faith to agree with the word and said, "Be it unto me according to thy word," in that instant, she got pregnant. Glory to God. Now, I will release the word of the Lord in this room today. Well, we've released it before, but yeah, well, so we'll release it again. All you have to do is come in agreement. But first, we're going to do what the Lord said. First things first. First thing we're going to do is you're going to take inventory and do a recount of all the things, as many as the Holy Spirit will bring to your remembrance. And he will bring it to your remembrance, especially when it is to get God the glory. That's what the Holy Spirit does, you know, is to bring glory to Christ. So he will bring to your remembrance those things that should bring glory to his name, which probably didn't give him enough glory for. And he wasn't happy about it. So I call them transgressors. So you come back and tell the Lord how great he is and what he has done. Then he'll turn around and show you how great he is and what he can do. He'll now tell you the things that are not yet done. Glory to God, which he already declared, but they are not done yet. You know, when you give him praise and glory for what he's already done, then he'll tell you. He'll call those that are not yet done. Call the things that are not as though they already are. And they shall spring forth, that the Lord said, and shall ye not know it? And we asked you some months ago, can you smell what the Lord is cooking? He has been cooking it. You know, throughout this year, he's been cooking it and cooking it and cooking it. Now, he said, all things are ready. Come ye to the feast. Set yourselves down. Eat on the table of the Lord. Glory to God. All things are now ready, he said. My goodness. Well, you got to enter into that realm to see it, you know, see it in the prophetic, enter into it. Can you see it? One time, one man said, "I can hear the sound of abundance of rain." Well, there was no rain anywhere, but he heard it. He entered into a dimension that he could hear it. Nobody else heard it. Nobody else even saw anything. Well, he won't even see anything, but he heard it. And sometimes one of your senses may not be working right. The other one will pick it up. you know that even in the natural, you know, when people have some deficiencies in one of those senses, another sense becomes magnified. You know, I've known of, read of cases where, you know, somebody was visually impaired and all of a sudden their hearing sharpened and they could hear more and things like that. Well, Elijah couldn't see anything, but he heard it. But he went into a zone. See, the Lord said it. He knew it. But he had to do something about it too. Praise the Lord. You know, God said it, but he's got to do something about it. And he did. There were two things he did that were notable. Well, he declared it. That's right. That's the first thing that he declared. He declared what he saw or heard from the Lord. He heard it. Now, did you hear the Lord say that you will emerge? Did you hear the Lord say the quantum leap is just around the corner for you? Did you hear the Lord say he's cooking up something in the kitchen? Did you hear all these things? Well, if you heard it, then declare it. Because Elijah, he heard it and he declared it. He said, I hear the sound of abundance of rain. Nobody else heard it, but he did. And then that was the first thing he did that was notable. He heard something in a realm where he was that nobody else heard. You got to enter into that realm. You know, we've been talking about entering into the prophetic. Well, hear it in that realm, in that zone. You hear it. And then the next thing he did was he's going to get in under prayer, pray that thing through. He's not going to go and party like the rest of them. You know, he told them the other ones went off, but no, he's going to stay right there in prayer. It's a man of prayer. Always say, you know, this thing said the Lord before whom I stand. He was a man that knew how to stand in God's prayer. This time around, though, no, he's not doing any standing. Got on his knees, put his head between his knees and began to pray. Say, Lord, that which you said, release it. The Lord already said it, but what do you need to pray for when God already said it? He said it already. You heard it. I hear the sound of an abundance of rain. The Lord already told him, I will send rain. Go tell that fox. You know, so he knew it, but he had to pray for it. That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, that's how it works. The things which God had declared. First, we got to thank him and remember the things which he already done. And now he said, well, declaring the things that are not yet done. So there are some things that are not yet. It's done as far as God is concerned. It's just we who haven't seen it. Remember, the message on God never starts anything until first he finishes it. That's right. For you, it's like he hasn't started. But for him, it's already done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is done. I am Alpha and Omega. That's right. He already finished it. He finished it. We just haven't got there yet. You know, it's like traveling in a circle. You know, there's a point on the circle. God's already passed it. You are still way behind. By the time you get there, you find out he already passed through there. Praise the Lord. He's already done it. You're just calling it forth. And Jesus said, look, these things I tell you in advance, that when they happen, you will remember, lo, I have told you. And that's the reason the Lord tells them things. He told the children of Israel too, I tell you these things, so that when I do it, you will know it is I, and I alone, I did it. It didn't happen by chance. So he told you in advance. Praise God. So this will be, here are the things we're going to declare this morning. Number one. We must call to remembrance that or those things which the Lord has already done. That which the Lord has already done, you must call it to remembrance and give him praise. Tell him, Lord God, thy hands have made the heavens and the earth. You tell him what great thing he did in the past. When you tell him what great things he did in the past, then you challenge him. Go, well, you know, there's nothing too hard for you. You did that. I mean, you created the heavens and the earth, the universe. I mean, you spoke those things out there. You did all these things. Well, bring it home. You know, forget the heavens and the universe right now. Bring it home to what the Lord did for you this year, your family, and so forth. I mean, how many times had the Lord been there for you? Well, call it out. Remind him of it, lest he hold you guilty. If you steal his words, he'll hold you guilty, you know. So we don't want him to hold us guilty. Now, when you tell him the things he has done, then we turn around and then the Lord will tell you the things that are not yet done. Because he didn't forget. You tell him again what he said. He said, what? Are thou not he that cut Rahab and wounded the dragon and dried up the Red Sea and made a way for your children to pass through on dry land and all these things. You begin to tell him. And you then personalize him. Tell him the things he did for you. I mean, only you know it. Others may know and they may not know, but you know. And well, many things that we know in common, the things that are in the Bible, the things that, you know, we heard people testify about. But there are some things that only you know that the Lord did for you. Well, tell him. And after you told him, then tell him that is there anything? Ask him. Oh, is there anything too hard for you to do? There is nothing. Actually, make it like a statement. There is nothing too hard for you to do. Hallelujah. He said, look, only you can do what nobody else can do. And when you say that, he'll turn around and tell you, I am indeed what you said I am. I'm going to show it to you too, that there is nothing too hard for me to do. So ladies and gentlemen, that's it. This is where we are right now. We're going to go into prayers. We're going to first of all declare. First, I will pray over the room. I will declare some things, a couple of things. And then you will begin to pray and declare for yourself. Now, remember, men ought always to pray and not to faint. Luke chapter 18 and verse 1. You know, some people say, well, I prayed about that yesterday. So what? Pray about it again today. That's right. You know, I have set watchmen on the wall, he said. You know, ye that make mention of the Lord. Well, that's right. Keep no silence and give him no rest. You know, just keep doing it and keep telling him until he established that praise. You know, Isaiah, you know, was a mighty prophet, not just because of prophesying the coming of the Christ, but all the promises. There's so mighty, so many things that are in that book of Isaiah. The book of Isaiah and the book of Psalms, sometimes those are my go-to places. Looking for the Lord's greatness and something that the Lord promised, I'll go to that Isaiah. He always has something. Always had a word, you know. Something's always there for him to tell us, encourage us, and give us, you know, movement. Sometimes he'll say, go through, don't stand still, go through the gates, and so on. He will just say all kinds of things, you know. And he said, look, in the book of Isaiah 62, verse 6, he tells us this. He said, I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace day nor night. Ye that make mention of the Lord, he told us, keep not silence and give him no rest till he establish and make, in this case, he said, Jerusalem a praise in the earth. Well, you know, that was their concern. What is your concern? What is the thing, you know, that bothers you the most right now? You know, the thing that has lingered. You know, Psalmist said, the Lord, he will perfect that which concerneth you. Well, what is it that concerns you? Jerusalem concerned this man, and that was his thing. Well, what is your thing that concerns you? The thing that you want the Lord to do. Among other things, you know, we should be trusting the Lord for salvation. Isaiah 45 and 8, he's the one that called it out too. Said, look, let righteousness drop down from the heavens. Let the heavens open down. You know, let them spring forth together. Let the earth bring forth. And these are the things that the Lord said will emerge upon the earth at the end. We're believing God for that. I'm believing God for that. You'll see a revival, you know. And, but he said, look, the Lord, he will perfect that which concerneth you according to the words of Psalm 138 and verse 8. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth you. So, you know, declare it, that thou mightest be justified, he said. So we're going to prayers now. I'm going to first pray. Father, I thank you for all that you have done for us. Indeed, by thy word, everything was put in place. Indeed, Lord, you are the one that called things that were not as though they were. Just call them out of nothing. It was in your mind. You called it out. And so it was. As you called it out, so it was. Thank you, Jesus. The same word that you called out in the beginning, that same Rhema word has spoken to us that we will emerge. God will do something tremendous. We're on the verge, even of a quantum leap. Something that we could not accomplish, that we've tried and tried and tried. Like Peter. Tried and tried and tried. Nothing. But he had his nevertheless moment. Today, Lord, we say to you, yeah, we've, you know, the year has gone almost, and, you know, these things have lingered, whatever it is. But nevertheless, as I call to remembrance now that which you've done for me, my family, my brethren, in the past, now, you will in a moment recall those specific things to him. And at this time, Lord, I hear your word again, reminding me, even as I tell you that you are the God of all flesh and nothing too hard for you, you also reminding me that you are the God of all flesh and there is nothing too hard for you. Praise the Lord. So, Lord, I'm going to invoke the scripture for your children today. Now, because there are good things in your hands. Praise God. It's in your hands, Lord, to bless. You know, he said, thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thine is the glory. For all that is in the heaven is thine, and in the earth, and anywhere else. And thou rulest over all. And in thy hand is power and might. And in thy hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. Hallelujah. So the Lord is the one that gives strength to all. And he said, now therefore, Lord, we thank you and we praise your glorious name. Thank you, Jesus. Now, Lord, it is in your hand to make great. It is in your hand to give strength to all. So I will declare this scripture over this room today. Psalm 145 and verse 16. That's my declaration. After that you have remembered all the goodness of the Lord and thanked him for it, thus far, the things that he has done, the Lord said, I will declare the things to you that are not yet done. And here there's an open invitation to everybody that's in this room today. Praise the Lord. The psalmist said, thou, O Lord, openest thy hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. Lord, thank you for opening your hand. In his hands, your desires are right there. Come and get it, saith the Lord. He's opened his hands for you today. It's right there. So come and get it. Come and take it. If you can only believe, all things are possible. And my spirit will watch over my word. But for me, it will not fall to the ground. It will go forth, you know, and do all my pleasure. And it will prosper in the thing whereunto I've sent it. And the Lord bless everyone that's in this room today or hearing this message. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.